But you know, it's the boy Dash all the way from Grenada and he tuned in to C-Cut 90.3 FM.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves on the air.
CKUT,
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ with the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM.
People's Station.
Don't look so sad. Some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing softly against the window, and maybe you love me one more time.
The good times. said I love you till I die. She told him you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly back, she still preyed upon his mind. Hey, he kept her picture on his wall. Yeah, went half crazy now and then. He still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again.
Love you. Extremely warm Saturday, first of its kind for the year. Let me say a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal and the world at large. My name is Howard Carr, and I'm here with you until 7 p.m., bringing you a touch of the Caribbean as we know it or remember it. And I hope you will enjoy it because it's a bit It's nice, it's tempting, because I was outside there earlier on, and I even ended up with a tan, you know what I mean? So if you feel like going out, please do so, but be careful. When I'm asking you to be careful, be careful. It's hot. That's the only word I can give to it. It's very hot. So be careful. Open the show with a voice I hope some of you are familiar with. I'm sure it is because I just got a text. My nephew called me all the way from... I hope you're listening, Roger. And I'll try and link you up back, my nephew. Doctor all the way in Georgia, ran away from Canada to good old Uncle Sam. It's a daily thing now in America with the shooting. I'm glancing the news while I'm talking because I'm a news junkie. I can't help it. And they just had a shooting in Buffalo again. And I see Joe also from across the... Are you across the bridge? I don't remember. But he's asking, what about his copy? I opened with the show. Thanks to the man himself, Maytones, for making it. And it is going out to, I'm sending it out to some people who's been bothering me for the longest while. And it's Helen and Patrick, all the way near Ottawa. They wanted a copy of it. So those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it's the first song that I opened with. For the Good Times, a Ray Price thing, but I did the Pericoma version. So if you like it, and you can take my email and I will send it to you, or you can download it off the station. We have a very beautiful archives here, you know, on this station. A lot of people don't know this, but if you go on the archives here at CKUT, you will be amazed. Speaking of that, on Friday I was listening to Noontime Cuts with DJ Butcher T. I don't know where he was, boy, but he came out all guns blazing. What a beautiful show. And I was just thinking to myself, for those of you who says you're DJs and what have you, give a listen to that show and see how we twist and turn and play everything. A funk, hip-hop, reggae, a little soca, everything. But this is how radio was done in the early years. It's not just one theme. He goes through a multitude of different songs, and he introduces them. You have to listen. Noontime Cuts. Not because he's my friend, but I'm telling you, Noontime Cuts, midday to 2 p.m. on Fridays. Don't be shy. Give it a listen if you're a DJ and you want to learn. He was the original DJ for the show, and... congrats again to CJ Lowe for being voted the number one radio station. And thank you, 610. I will remember it until I go upstairs. Believe you me, these guys are very proud of themselves, and they should be. But listen, being number one is not easy, you know, because CKUT is coming back for its spot. CKUT was number one for about 12 years. But you know something, folks? It doesn't really matter. As long as we're there to serve the community we share. Community, to me, is my life. I've always enjoyed my community. Coming into Montreal at a... I wouldn't say a tender age, but at an age where I missed my community in Jamaica when I came here. I cried for the first 3 weeks until I started going to school in Toronto, and I knew I had to become a man. I pulled up my pants and I listened to my elder brother. And as he said, and my sister-in-law, don't let life fool you. Any fooling, it has to be you doing the fooling. So I have no regrets coming to Canada, and because this is one beautiful country. And until you've traveled and seen what other countries are like and their medical program, you will appreciate this country more. You know, it has its faults, and anybody or anything out there that doesn't have faults, let me know. I would like to see that. But believe you me, to live, I've no regrets, really and truly. So, I've talked so much. Also on Friday night, 8 o'clock, there's a Latin show. El Mundo? I can't remember, but boy, Friday night on CKUT, these guys were wailing. They played some Latin music, and right after Butcher T's show on Friday, there was an Indian program. I got to start listening to the station more. Really and truly, because I don't listen to radio, to be honest with you, unless it's politics. But I gotta start passing my time listening to you know, because these guys, you know, you tend to underrate your own, and you don't give the ratings that they deserve. But we're doing well on both stations, CJLO and CKUT. I listened to Pete and he had me smiling. I listened to 610 and he said they for getting first place, they got $50,000. And CKUT came in third, got 15 cents. I'll remember that next year when we take away this this money from this $50,000, somebody just texted me here. Funeral service of Fitzroy Bunny Diamond. He's been buried today. This thing, it's a bit much for me. Bit much, really and truly. Diamonds are forever. Not in this case. At 4:30, Mark Henry from the Jamaica Association will be on with us to clear up some stuff that we've been, those of you who've been calling me, asking me questions that I cannot answer about the Jamaica Association. We had on the president, one of the ex-president last week, and he answered some questions, and people still has questions they want to ask, and they want the answers too. But right now, I don't have it, so I'm going to let Mark Henry answer it. He's the president of the Jamaica Association at 4:30, and we will be on the Zoom, I was told. And don't be shy. Where's my Zoom address? It disappeared on me again. I will get it for you. 4:30, Zoom, CKUT. You can't go wrong. And we will be talking to him about what's happening at the Jamaica Association. 23 minutes past the hour of 4 p.m. And I'm just looking, at all sort of things. Believe you me, folks, the news is, I just don't understand it. Thanks to Vern Maytones for recording that song for me. I certainly hope. And yes, I'll send you the copy now that you went out of the out of your way to ask me to send you the copy. I will. DJ Q, all the way from Extreme Radio in St. Vincent, the top radio station they have down there. Wicked station. I listen to them on Sundays sometime, and they go back in time with the retro music, and it's nice. It's nice. Them young guys down there killing it. You understand me? I mean, with music, of course. So I'm just going to wrap up this segment here by playing a song. I want to dedicate it to all the people who have been on their two knees. This is by Pete Douglas. Check him out on CJLO. 9 a.m. Hey. Oh, yeah. He and Woody had made this song, you know.
I wasn't there when she fell down.
No.
His feet up she off the ground. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there when she fell down. His feet up she off the ground. She called me on me cell phone, saying, darling, please come on home. But from the time I reach home by she, all she bawling is me to knee. From the time I reach home by she, all she bawling is me to knee. And ever I touch you, she bawled me to knee, hot in me. I trying to hold you, she bawled me to knee, hot in me. I try to control you, she bawled me to knee, hot in me. I don't know what we do to she to have she Tony hot in she. I don't know what we do to she to have she Tony hot in she. Dennis James is a Lucian too. I ask Dennis the question, what you think my feet really do? It's Dennis who tell me, whatever he do to she. Hey, what Pete Douglas is all about? I bet you he news him out. Hey, what Pete Douglas is all about? I bet you he use him out. Cause anytime you touch she ball, she Tony hot and she. Look, you trying to hold she ball, she Tony hot and she. I saw when you touch it, she ball, she tune in hot and she. I don't know what we do to she to have, she tune in hot and she. I don't know what we do to she to have, she tune in hot and she. She bought me to knee hot in me. You trying to hold she bought me to knee hot in she. I tried to console she bought me to knee hot in she. I don't know what we do to she to have she to knee hot in she. I don't know what we do to she to have she to knee hot in she.
Baby presents a Victoria Weekend Barbecue, Saturday, May 21st, noon till 8 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, corner of Cote St. Catherine and Westbury. On the menu, pork and chicken, barbecue, jerk and roti, curry goat, saltfish, breadfruit and saltfish, also sides, homemade juices and sweet treats. All plates, $15 or less. So come on out and enjoy the outside with Fabi and the crew. Music by DJ Jason. Saturday, May 21st at Mackenzie King Park.
Sunday, June 12th, Right Events Brownie presents Montreal Ultimate Beach Fest. Music by Lava Sound, all the way from Bronx, New York. Also Also featuring
Canada Finest Sound,
Little Thunder Sound,
Nemesis Sound,
DJ Taurus,
Little Vicious,
The Country Boy,
Crystal Sound International,
DJ Fire Jones,
Place to be,
at Clock Tower Beach,
All Point, Montreal,
Canada.
Starting from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Order your early bird ticket right now for $30.
Regular ticket for $40,
$50 at the gate.
Right. Fully endorsed by Mixing Lab.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
I'm telling you, good afternoon to you. And let me just play a little thing here, and I think I'm going to need it. Then I'll...
We must all come together and give praises to His Imperial Majesty High.
Must all come together. Yes, sir. I firmly believe in my Maker, and this is the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing today.
Jaja.
Once again, welcome to West Indian Rhythms, and we're here with you because I want to talk to the president of the Jamaica Association, Mr. Mark Henry, who is sitting right across from me. So I hope you're on the Zoom.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, Mr. Carr.
I can see you, brother. Believe you.
Yeah, buddy.
And I would just like to start off by saying welcome. Welcome to CKUT 90.3 FM. I know you're no stranger here. But yep. I'm gonna turn down the music, and then I'm going to jump into this thing because I need to know.
So just, Mr. Carr, before we go on, I've also invited Ms. Sharon Nelson, our first vice president, to join us. She's on the Zoom right now. One of the reasons why we wanted to make sure Sharon served as the secretary under the former administration. So if there is any clarification needed, then I'll ask her to kind of jump in there. So just because just for context, I spent 4 years as the first vice president to the former president. But the secretary, we worked a lot more closely with him on different projects and parts of the organization. So just wanted everybody to know why Sharon Nelson is on the call also, okay?
Okay. Don't worry about it. I know Sharon, and she's totally capable. So I'm not worried about that at all, all right? We're going to start this thing off because I'm going to jump at you right away, because, you know, last week when I spoke with the former president, he was telling me something that I had no idea about. Let me just pick up this. Yes, he was telling me about a foundation that they have at the Jamaica Association. So tell me a little bit about it, how I never see any advertisement, no nothing. What is the difference between Jamaica Association and the Jamaica Federation?
Sure thing. It's just association. So about 30 years ago, I believe 1984, around that area, prior to the Gilbert that hit Jamaica pretty bad at that time, the Jamaica Association created a foundation for the purposes what foundations are for, to be able to raise funds for the purpose of the things that are needed to be done at the Jamaica Association. So that was formed by the Jamaica Association. It really went into play when Gilbert hit, and the foundation had a bigger role in raising funds to send both goods and other resources back home. The at that time, and over the last 30 years, the members of the board of the Jamaica Association were also the members of the foundation. And so what we have 30 years later, obviously people are aware of some of the issues that we have where the both board operated almost as one. And about 4 years ago, our funders asked that there was a conflict of interest and that there needed to be a separation.
Just a minute there. Anybody who has on a radio or anything here on the Zoom, could you turn it off for me? Because I can't control it from where I'm listening here, and I'm hearing the radio over and over, or somebody talking. Sorry about that. Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, no worries. So the foundation was always there. It was just dormant for many years. After the Gilbert campaign, it wasn't really like active. It was really dormant. And so when the government changed how they were going to fund different community organizations, one of the things they identified was that we had a foundation, and that the board members of the board were the same members of the foundation, and that it was a conflict of interest. So we were told, or advised, or recommended that there had to be a separation of the foundation and the board. So hence, a board was created for the foundation, separate for that which existed for the association.
Mm. Okay. Now, you said they collected money and so forth and so forth. They were allowed to give receipts to the whosoever they collected the money from. But did the Jamaica Association ever saw any of that money?
So if we're going back, obviously I wasn't around that time, but we can only assume for sure that any money collected, whatever that money was used for to buy goods or funds, were automatically deposited back into the Jamaica Association account because they were one board. So it was just doing the same thing. There was transparency there. Since the separation of the board, that transparency has been lost, right? Because it's a separate board. Just for the interest, full disclosure. So the former president at that time, before my administration, at the end of the last year of his administration, after we had separated the board and we had updated PSOC that both boards were separate, there was as I mentioned before, the former president created updated, I would say, the members for the foundation, where he was appointed the president, and he appointed several other members to that foundation board.
Oh.
During that time, after a year, we found out, because we were not told, that the charter for the foundation had been revoked. We were not advised of that at that time.
Who should have advised you guys?
Well, we were under the assumption that since at one time for 30 years, the foundation and the association were one,
mm-hmm.
and the former president created a new board for the foundation, which we had to do, that the foundation, as far as we know it, still belonged to, quote unquote, belonged to the association. So there was an assumption that, and so part of that new agreement would be that the former president, who was now the current president for the foundation, would sit in on the meetings of the association that we had, a regular members meeting, and myself as the new president of the Jamaica Association would sit on the meetings of the foundation so that we are all aware of what's going on both sides. Of course, that started off that way, but it didn't continue that way because of things that
apparently
happened in between.
Not.
So answer the question. Obviously, after a year or so, there were no more transparency as to if funds were collected and what were the purpose of those, or how those funds were purposed. There were no transparency provided to us during that time. So we have no idea, or had no idea, if money was collected and if it was, how it was dispersed, as we were told the affairs of the foundation are their affairs. And so, in fact, a separation where there shouldn't have been. There was supposed to only be a separation as far as operation is concerned, but not in actually. Go ahead, sir.
Pardon me this. isn't this association or foundation, whatever it is, had to be
Jamaica Association Foundation, yeah.
Right. Yeah, the moment you're using the Jamaica Association Foundation, isn't that something that has to be transparent?
Well, exactly. So the assumption in which all our members for all these years, obviously because of the name, and that was also created by Jamaica Association, that actually the foundation should have some accountability, we should say, to the Association Montreal. In fact, because even the name suggests would indicate it, and the fact that it was created by the Jamaica Association of Montreal. So we've seen where that's gone away, and where the former president has actually let us know, and you said it on your radio station last week, that there was no accountability. The foundation was, in fact, a separate board, and that there was no, well, we had no jurisdiction where that was concerned, which we vehemently disagree with, because the Jamaica Association Foundation had belonged to the association for 30 years and should have continued to do so. But the decision was made without our approval, without our agreement, under a protest that there would be separation, up and including the elections. There was supposed to be an election after the first year. There's what they had, the former president appointed himself as the president of the foundation. They appointed members of the board to the foundation.
Is this a third world thing? The president, somebody appointed himself the president.
Yeah. So he appointed himself as the president. And members to the board of the foundation. Now, we were okay with that as long as it would have been for...
No, you shouldn't have been okay with that.
Well, what we wanted to do, because we didn't want the funding to be... there any issue to be with the funding, because PSAC, our funded, said right away that we needed to have a separation. And so, you know, when it was presented to our members' meeting, and that there would have been an election 1 year after, that it was a temporary formation so that there would be no interruption, because 95% of our funding or for our revenue are from our government funding. So we didn't want any interruption. We stated so at the members' meeting. There was supposed to be an election the following year for a new member for the foundation. That was rejected year one, year two, year two, three, and we were told that we had no jurisdiction, so they could decide whatever they, in the terms of re-election. And that's exactly what it was. Yeah.
This sounds like a joke. I mean, I was a member of the Doncaster Rover. If you're from Jamaica, you would know who I'm talking about. A real well-organized organization. And we learned a lot from them. You can't appoint yourself as a president and everybody goes along with it. No.
Yeah.
And anyway, you know, it's done. That part of it is done. The status, of course, was revoked.
Yeah. So I think it's 2019, and Sharon, correct me if I'm wrong, on November 2019, we were doing some research for some other stuff that we need to get some information from. And we found it on our own that the charter was revoked. So we asked some questions about it as to why we weren't told about it. And, you know, won't get into details of those type of responses, but the bottom line is no proper explanation other than there was some failure on that part to properly fill out some files, some documents. So that's why it was revoked. And we were not told of that. And so it was our duty, and my duty as the president of the organization, to make sure that those who had supported the organization in the past will continue to support the organization as far as giving donation needed to be aware. I mean, in fact, I have a letter here of someone who had given some a donation and wanted to get a receipt for that. I have a letter from, and it was returned back. So we needed to let the public know. And there were others who had given and not, you know, to this day had been able to get the receipts for that. We needed to let the public know that the foundation charter was revoked. So we put that information on our website to protect the organization, because at this point, the foundation had already started to act as an independent entity. Despite our efforts to kind of bring it in under one, so we needed to do that, and that kind of started a a firestorm of, you know, whether or not the decision to do that was we were within our right to do that. And we absolutely feel was in our right, within our right to educate and let the public know that the organization, the foundation, the Big Social Foundation at that time, charter would be revoked and that no funds or money were to be given without that knowledge, so that if you weren't able to get a receipt, because people were mixing the name up, right? It's very easy to mix Jamaica Social Montreal, Jamaica Social Foundation.
Of course.
So we had to make sure that people, the public knew that was the situation, regardless of the reason why it was revoked. We had to let them know. So the two things, we were not advised of it. And two, we needed to let the public know. So that's really what with that situation.
So where is this foundation at now? Does the foundation have public meetings? Does it have membership? Where is it now? Where is it?
Well, the foundation is really comprised of a board, right? The president and directors. I attended the first couple of meetings. As far as its status now, I don't have any knowledge of what the status, what the future is. I think the issue really, and part of one of the reason, you know, we're here, really surrounded the Jamaica Day event, where there was a huge uproar as far as the event being put on by the foundation. And believe it or not, it created a lot of anxiety and a lot of issues, because it was not in the domain of the Jamaica Social of Montreal, which it had been for over 30 years. And the technicalities of why it was, we can, you know, we'll go into that really. I believe that 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, about 5 years ago, while the former president of the foundation was a sitting president of the association, that we were advised or told that we were not able to host or put on Jamaica Day because the permit that we had, the liquor permit that we had, was a standing permit, and required a different type of permit, and that it required that the foundation was the only entity that would have been able to do that, to apply for that, by that charter. And that's what happened. But I think what was missing in all of this, that in the same way that the foundation was used as a vehicle to raise funds back in the 80s and support, because they were a foundation, they can issue receipt. They simply did that. They raised the fund, gave it to the association, and the association did what they needed to do with that event. The Jamaica Day, which was created by the Jamaica Association, you know, as far as the foundation applying and receiving the charter for doing that, that was one part of that, and you did that job. It didn't give them the permission or the right to actually to put the event on. And that's where I think we are confused. Is yes, even
I am confused.
And by the way, obviously what we've met later on with Weekend Demo, we were told that we could have as an association apply for that one day permit, anybody could do that. So there was some confusion about that. But the point I want to make here specifically with that, and addressing the response of the former president last week, that the foundation had the right to put it on, that's completely wrong. Even if they applied and received the permit, they were to have do that on behalf of the Jamaica Association, giving us the opportunity to put that event on. This was never supposed to be in the possession, for lack of a better word, of the foundation. It belonged to the Jamaica Association. That's where it needed to be. And this is what we're defending today, and we'll continue to defend. I know the former president said that he would no longer lead that charge. And that's great, because as a president, I need to make sure that the same association that we received, when we leave it, it must be the same or better. This is how we got it. And it is my job, not just my job, but the job of all our board members, to make sure that we leave the Jamaica Association in a better place than we got.
Another question to you. Does the I don't even know if I should ask this question, because this thing sounds... Does the foundation have... does the foundation have... reports that truly reflects how much money they have made or, contributed back to the Jamaica Association? Does anybody have any idea? You know, I don't know.
No, no, we don't have any.
I know you don't have any because
we're not aware of anything.
From what you've been telling me, you had no control over this thing, and this this thing. Anyway, you know what? Let me not get into it. If any of you out there would like to ask the president a question, feel free to go right ahead.
Yeah, I know, Sharon. Do you want to add anything that I might have missed? I know you're on the call, so I don't want to just leave you. Is there anything that I might have missed?
No, relating to the Jamaica Day and the foundation, you've covered it quite well in terms of where we stood as a foundation and where we are right now and the situation with Jamaica Day. I think it's, we have been, what I want to say is that we have been also very mindful that we wanted to be, not to create any type of rancor within the community and to be, to work diligently behind the scenes in order to make sure that we can come to a resolution. But as we understand or come to some agreement or collaboration in terms of creating a positive outcome, if you will. But at every turn, there's been, for lack of a better word, that possibility was not created, right? And it's, I would say, not by us. Mark has definitely tried to create an avenue, a space in which we can, as you played that song earlier about people coming together, and we tried over the last few years to have that happen. That has not happened, and it's unfortunate. But right now we have to be very vocal about our lived experience. It's not personal in any way, but it is the lived experience within the organization that we are translating, that we're communicating to the community through the letter that Mark released last week and through other means, that people understand the histories of the two organizations and how they've come about and where they are today. And I also think it's really important to remember that what we are also trying to do is when items or aspects or whatever are created for an organization, it belongs to the organization and not to individuals. Mark,
go ahead. That was my point. It belongs to the association, not individuals.
And that kind of covers a wide range of things that, don't necessarily want to get into right now, but there's been a well-documented history of that type of behavior where things were created on the platform of the Jamaica Association with the funding of the Jamaica Association, which belongs to the members. And then when individuals decide to leave, they may cling to these. And, whatever we come here, we see does not belong to us. It belongs to our members. It belongs to those who have the last 60 years have toiled to make the Jamaica Association what it is today. And we just want to make sure going forward, we can't do anything about the past, but I think going forward, I've tried to put in measures to make sure that everyone is clear that whatever is created, this is a voluntary organization. We're here to serve. We're not here to exactly either, whether it's to self-indulge. We're not here to make a name for ourselves. We're here to serve. We've been chosen and given a mandate to serve our community. And that includes giving the trust and confidence that we will preserve and maintain and grow the resources and the name and the organization built for generations to come for the purpose of what it is. The purpose of the Jamaica Association, it is to provide a service organization. Well, how are we going to provide that if people come, they take ownership of things, and they create split and division?
Nobody should be allowed.
Self-destruct.
Nobody, yeah. Mark. Nobody should be. The moment you see that assertiveness starts, stop it right there. Don't put it off, by next year they'll forget. Because the more they feel power, it's the more they want. And this is what is this is what happened with your foundation, and so like you described much of it with the association going forward, but what about the foundation going forward? As they can no longer function as a foundation since they lost their charity, they had their charity thing revoked. How do they get this back? How do they? I don't know how it works. Help me.
Well. Obviously, we're concerned because, again, it is our responsibility to protect and preserve every entity, every aspect of the association. We believe that the foundation, despite whatever has been said or actions, that foundation belongs not to Mark Henry, not to the board of the directors of Montreal, of Jamaica Association, but to the Jamaica Association itself.
Of course.
And so obviously we're in discussions on next steps and what we need to do as far as these two entities are concerned. I don't have an answer for you as it stands today. We know what we would like to do. We know what we would like to see. We would know what is in the best interest of not just Jamaican community, but for all of the community. And so at this point, I can't answer that question, but just to say that we're in discussion to see what is next step. What I can assure you that as it stands now would not be, it cannot continue in this way. And the decision at some point have to be made as far as the relationship between a board that was created by our organization for a purpose, specific purpose, who has seen it over the last 3 or 4 years gone rogue, for lack of a better word, independent, separate entity, only because their funders required a division of board of directors. They should have never been a split. And so the next steps, I think once we've gotten to that point, we'll be sure to release a statement as to where we are with the foundation. And as the public needs to know, because the foundation is a critical part. If it's linked to our organization, the name, the fact that funds are being given to the organization, and you know, we don't want to, because we get calls, numerous calls about this and concerns about this, and there needs to be clarifications. There needs to be a clear decision on what the next steps are. As it stands today, we know what we would like to see. We're in discussions what we feel we need to do, but no decision to this point has been made. That we know that the former president has decided on the Jamaica Day, but not on the foundation itself.
Okay. We have 2 minutes between you and Sharon. You can wrap it up with whatever you both think is going to happen, and we can look forward to it. Because I get easily embarrassed when the name Jamaica comes up in a negative way. I get totally embarrassed. I will defend that till I die. So I from what you're saying, and I know Sharon is totally capable, and I know you are totally capable from what I've been hearing, I expect nothing but good things to come out of the Jamaica Association.
Yeah.
And I will call you up on it.
I will make a statement.
Okay?
Yeah, man, for sure. I'll make a statement. I want to apologize to our community, to the entire community, not just Jamaican, because, you know, we're no longer just a Jamaican community. You know, we're part of a coalition, and, you know, we're all one Caribbean community. And what impacts one impacts all. So I want to, as the president of this organization, apologize if there was any confusion that created any type of emotions that were not good, any type of feelings that was not the intent. You know, one of the things I did as the president, I implemented a non-disclosure contract, which required that our members, our board members, that we discuss things internally, and we, whatever needs to be released, it's done in a unified manner. For this to become public, obviously, it's not something we wanted to do, but we're at a point where we feel that it needs to be public, because it's already public. In a formal way, that we need to speak on it. We can assure everyone that we're in control of the situation now as it is. It's unfortunate that Jamaica Day, when we were working to collaborate on that, it was no one's fault. There was nothing that anyone, either on the foundation or the association, did. This is a decision from Weekend Demo and the city to cancel that event. So I just want everybody to know that. As far as that collaboration and as far as, you know, where the Jamaica Day should lie, the Jamaica Day belongs to the Jamaica Association, and it will return as such a Jamaica Association. I will assure you that. We're also hopeful that at some point this summer that we can have on a smaller scale, we're hopeful, we're trying, some form of celebration. Because the if we take away the politics of it, it is a celebration of the culture of Jamaicans living in this diaspora. And that cannot be lost on that. So we do want to apologize. And we can assure the public that going forward, next year, Jamaica Day will officially be back on. And there will be a proper representation of that. And we can put all this behind us. I want to thank everyone for the support from media. And this is actually, or thanks, Sharon. We sort of commented at our 60th year celebration, 60th year independence. Wow. That's a big, big, big celebration. We're going to be having some celebration coming up on around the independence of in August. You guys will hear more about that. And I want to thank everyone for the support. I want to assure you, please continue to extend your confidence in this organization, in the board, in myself, in our members, that we'll continue to do what is right by the community. Sharon, do you have any last words you want to kind of share? I know you're on the call. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. No, positivity is the next, the moving forward, and good things, definitely. And as you said, Stretch, really promoting Jamaica in a very positive light. That's what we're looking forward to do, and that we've been doing, and that we will continue to do. And while sometimes it's not pleasant to have situations as this occur, they are sometimes necessary in order to make things right.
Yes.
And so the expectation and that you know, that you would have of us, and our community would have of us, is to promote in a very positive way, celebrate the 60th year of independence of Jamaica, and as well as the 60th year of existence of the Jamaica Association of Montreal.
Very good.
We were 1962 November, and Jamaica was August 1962.